Time now for Hidden History. Today we're on Nantucket to learn about a woman named Annie Narr, who lived from 1844 to 1931. Nantucket historian Fran Kartanen says records of Annie's life are spotty, but the little we do know reveals a woman of remarkable courage.
There's no record of Annie's birth. Why do you suppose that is?
That's been a cause of speculation. In Elizabeth and Abraham Narr's household, suddenly there was a 10-year-old girl and an 18-year-old girl named Annie Mattie and Giostina, who hadn't been there before. And because Elizabeth's brother was very active in the Underground Railroad, we began to think maybe these children had been placed by Elizabeth's brother and were being given protection.
The Nantucket Public Schools were integrated in 1846. Annie Narr attended Nantucket High School during the Civil War, and one of Annie's teachers was a Quaker woman named Anna Gardner.
Anna had been the teacher in the African school, and one of the things that happened during the fight for integration is that she refused to teach in a segregated school anymore. She very bravely, as a middle-aged woman, decided that she would go and establish schools for freedmen in the South.
Gardner encouraged other Nantucket women to join her, and Annie Narr decided to go, the only woman of color to volunteer. She and a group of other island women ended up traveling to New Orleans to become teachers, an extremely risky endeavor, especially for Annie, a woman of color in the Deep South just after the Civil War.
Annie went alone. She didn't have any cohort with her, but she went with the Union Army. People would go by on the railroad and shoot into her school. New Orleans was a pretty dangerous place in June of 1864 when she arrived.
I would imagine so.
A couple of years later, there were terrific riots in New Orleans, and we think that's probably why she left New Orleans for a couple of years and went to teach in San Antonio, Texas.
But Annie Narr eventually made her way back to New Orleans.
She became the principal of the McDonough School in New Orleans, right? Which was established by a bequest by a wealthy slave owner.
McDonough was said to be a rather reclusive plantation owner who lived on his plantation in Louisiana quite all by himself with his slaves. And then when he died, he left all the money from his plantation to be used for the schooling, free schooling of children regardless of race. New Orleans stalled for quite a few years before they finally carried through with his request.
Yeah. But I guess we don't know why, because it does seem a little odd that this man who owned slaves would do something
like that. Well, maybe a man who lived alone with his slaves came to know them as human beings, and maybe he wanted something better.
After a year as principal, Annie married, had a son, and moved to Queens, New York.
Did Annie continue teaching at all once she got back to New York?
When they got back to New York, within 10 years, she was widowed, and she went back to teaching in Queens. And she taught there for another decade, and then she and her son eventually moved to Connecticut.
Now, I know you've been unable to locate any photo of Annie. Did she ever leave any kind of writings about what she may have felt about her experiences as a teacher and then later as a principal?
We have found nothing, and it's shocking, really, that her obituary doesn't mention it at all.
Really? What does her obituary say about her?
Oh, it's very simple. It tells that she was a resident of Queens, New York, that they had a family plot in the cemetery there. Her remains were taken.
So it just leaves out all this stuff?
It leaves out what she did.
Wow. Well, it seems like just this mystery woman who lived here on Nantucket and then ended up doing something really courageous in the middle part of her life.
Exactly.
Wow.
And Nantucket just didn't know a thing about it.
Annie never returned to Nantucket. She died in 1931. For WCAI's Hidden History, I'm Brian Morris on Nantucket.